This is ADHD Self-Mastery. Customized solutions for your unique brain with Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach. If you have traits of ADD or ADHD, creativity and problem solving might be second nature to you, but you may struggle with getting started on a task or planning a project. Maybe you're easily overwhelmed or perpetually late, miss deadlines, or can't get organized. Bonnie brings you concise, tangible strategies and solutions to help you break through these challenges and accomplish your goals. ADHD Self-Mastery starts now.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach and founder of Thrive with ADD, and you're listening to ADHD Self-Mastery. My mission for you is to gain the power and confidence to know that you are in charge of your life experience without fear of being derailed by some of the frustrating traits of ADHD. Stay with me, and step by step, I'll help you to gain self-mastery with solutions and strategies for your unique brain. In this segment called Who Drives Your Brain, I'm going to give you a different way of looking at ADHD to gain insight in how it individually affects you. Now, you may have wondered, why don't solutions that you hear about or read about for ADHD work for you? Because they may just be addressing the problem at the surface. It's what causes the problem that needs addressing, and that's different for each individual. Generally, as we go through life, we don't tend to pay attention to what creates the problem and the layer below that, and even below that. And I'm not talking about some deep psychological layers here, but simply ones that are governed by your own tendencies, habits, assumptions, and other parts of your personality, or maybe things that happen around you on a regular basis. I developed a metaphorical way of looking at what makes you tick. Imagine if your brain were a bus, say a small private bus, with 8 characters aboard. Each character embodies a certain kind of characteristic. At any time, any one of these folks can run up to the front of the bus, grab the steering wheel, and start driving. So when a character is driving that bus, they are, in essence, driving your brain. There are probably certain characters on your bus who tend to drive most often, and you can think of those as your dominant drivers. And if they're really dominant, they may drive at times when it would be better or more appropriate for someone else to be driving. Also, certain of these characters tend to sit next to others and goad them into grabbing the wheel along with them, or even taking over the wheel from them, sort of the way one kid can be a bad influence on another. Why does all this matter? Well, because if you only address the problem of the most obvious bus driver of the moment, but you don't take into account who might have gotten that driver to take over, you won't really solve the problem. Here's what I mean is an example. Imagine you're really frustrated because you're all set to do a small repair around the house and you can't find your tools. You're scheduled half an hour to do it, and it's something you know really should take you only about 10 minutes, but you spend the whole time searching for the basic tools you need. The driver who caused this problem was pretty obviously the one that we're calling disorganized Derek. And you know he takes the wheel quite often, driving the bus completely off your planned route. Now, the solution on the surface is pretty clear. Have one place where you keep your tools. The trouble is, you do have one place to keep them, but they weren't there. Why not? Well, you're not really sure. You don't remember the last time you used them, but you do know that you're usually not very intentional about putting things away. You've tried to be, but your attempts to maintain organized habits usually don't last. Why not? Well, here's where different people will have different reasons, depending on what other drivers are dominant on their bus. So let's look at a couple of different possibilities. But first, you may be wondering who your most dominant drivers are. You can take a little quiz to find out at thrivewithadd.com/quiz. That's thrivewithadd.com/quiz. Now, considering the different reasons why those tools weren't put away, as one possibility, Let's say it's because you just don't feel like putting things away. It's boring or inconvenient. You don't want to bother taking the time. The driver who epitomizes that kind of thinking is impatient Iggy. If you have a dominant, impatient Iggy driver, it's likely her driving leads to all kinds of time-consuming frustrations. Disorganization of your stuff or your information, for sure. You probably don't bother organizing notes after a meeting, filing things where you can find them, or updating your status on a project. So you're likely to do a lot of scrambling to figure things out later on. And the irony is that Iggy is all about saving time, but her impatience leads to wasting far more time with all the problems it causes. So while disorganization is obvious, looking for solutions to deal with it won't solve the problem unless you intentionally commit to doing something to curb the impatience. Otherwise, you just won't follow those solutions. Now let's look at a different cause for disorganization. Maybe you don't have a system for where to put things because you can't really figure it out. Trying to think about how to organize your stuff or your information or how to keep track of projects just shuts you down. And you may tend to think of that feeling as being overwhelmed by it, but that word isn't really very specific. Anytime there's a factor of not knowing how to do something, I'd call that character driving helpless Hannah. Because when there's something you don't know and it shuts you down, you feel kind of helpless. Helpless Hannah driving may send you into paralysis and avoidance when you hit a part of the project where you're not clear about something or you need an answer. Instead of taking the action of finding out the answer you need, you retreat. With Hannah as a dominant driver, when you didn't know where you should put those tools, they probably ended up somewhere completely random. And because you're feeling helpless, you're likely to not go about looking for them in a systematic way either. So here, although disorganization is the result, the cause of the disorganization was not knowing how to organize. Now, clearly, this requires a different solution than if you were simply too impatient to put things away. If your home or your office is very disorganized, you could ask someone to help you figure out how to straighten things out, or you could hire a professional organizer. And this is where, for some people, certain additional characters could get in your way. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Bonnie Minku with ADHD Self-Mastery. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we'll explore more about learning who drives your brain and why it matters. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
I'm Bonnie Minku, and you're listening to ADHD Self-Mastery. We're taking a metaphorical look at your brain as if it were a bus with 8 different characters aboard, and any one of them could start driving at any time. Now, let's look at some additional characters who could be derailing that bus that represents your brain. Resuming the example of not being able to find your work tools, we identified disorganization in general as being represented by the character driving your brain called Disorganized Derek. And one possible reason Derek is driving could be that you find it hard to organize and to determine a good system for knowing where to put things. And being stopped by not knowing how is represented by the character Helpless Hannah. Well, what else could be driving your brain in this situation that would cause you problems? If you tend to be hard on yourself, very self-critical, consider that character driving your bus as Critical Calvin. Calvin's not always a negative driver. He's the one judging, evaluating, analyzing, and sometimes that's a good thing. For instance, when it keeps you from making an impulsive decision without thinking it through. But when Calvin is extremely dominant, it can be paralyzing, bringing on analysis paralysis. And with many people, Calvin sits next to another driver on the bus, emotional Emma. And Calvin is not a good influence on her. Those two are a particularly troublesome combination for many people with ADHD who suffer from toxic shame. Because when Calvin starts saying negative things about yourself and causes you to judge yourself harshly, emotional Emma feels terrible. She could grab the steering wheel, consumed with shame, and drive your bus straight into a ditch where it could remain for hours or even days. So if you get stuck trying to figure out how to organize, and then you begin to berate yourself about it, and then feel terribly ashamed, that shame may hold you back from asking for help or hiring an organizer. And instead of pulling out of the problem caused by disorganization, you just sink further and further into it. Here again, a simple solution for organizing isn't helping if you need more guidance, but your shame is holding you back from getting it. It's so important to know who your dominant bus drivers are to make it easier for you to see your pattern of challenges. Then you can use that information as a roadmap to determine the kind of solutions you need. There are 8 total characters in my metaphorical bus that represents your brain. So far, you've met just 5 of them. 2 others are Overwhelmed Oscar and Whiny Winnie. I'll be talking more about these drivers in future episodes. Overwhelm, in particular, deserves at least 1 episode on its own. You may be wondering if there are any characters on that bus who are not frustrating and difficult. Absolutely. There is a character who drives your bus exactly where you want it to go without getting derailed from your intention. And that's the driver called Steady Eddie. Through ADHD self-mastery, you'll start to learn what you need to do to feel in charge of your own actions and outcomes. As you put it into practice, you'll find that Steady Eddie is driving your bus more and more. You can find out who drives your bus right now with a little quiz. Go to thrivewithadd.com/quiz to take the quiz. That's thrivewithadd.com/quiz. You'll get an email with your results and a description of each of the characters. And you may find that you relate strongly to characters who didn't show up as your most dominant. Those may be the ones who drive your bus behind the scenes, setting off the problems that then appear on the surface. As human beings, we're amazingly complex. I like to think of each person with ADHD as a fascinating puzzle to solve, and we're a lot deeper than what we show to the world. For every frustration we have, there was something that triggered it. And when we keep asking why for each roadblock, we get down to the root cause of the problem. And that's the really important problem to identify, because one root cause can raise a whole myriad of different problems on the surface. As an ADHD coach, I want to suggest you take an intentional action, maybe as a result of something you learned today, or perhaps one step of a project you want to move forward on. Commit to starting that action at a certain time, and then before you go to bed that night, write down whether you did it at that time or what got in your way. And doing that for different intentions, maybe 7 to 10 times over a week or so, it'll give you a strong indication of what patterns are showing up as roadblocks for you. That self-insight is critical to getting you on the path to identifying the solutions you really need to create strategies that will work for you. I'll invite you to continue with me as we look at how to help you achieve the ADHD self-mastery you need to be your best, to achieve your goals, both day-to-day and in your work and in your life. This is Bonnie Minku of Thrive with ADD. Subscribe to this podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, for more customized solutions for your unique brain.
Thank you for listening to ADHD Self-Mastery with Bonnie Minku. Divergent thinkers have offered some of the most breakthrough innovations in science, arts, and leadership, but they require different approaches to getting things done in everyday life. So rather than asking square pegs to fit into round holes, Let's find solutions and strategies that use the strengths of each and every unique brain. Learn more about Bonnie and her Productivity Pathfinder training program for ADHD adults at thrivewithadd.com.